ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Jeremiah chapter 30. Welcome everyone joining us online for this service and those who are seated right in here. Let's just reverence the presence of the Lord that is strong in this place. Jeremiah 30. Verse 17, he says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they call you an outcast, saying, 'This is Zion, and no one seeks her.' But thus says the Lord, 'Behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tent, and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built up upon his own mound. The palace shall remain according to his own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry. I will multiply them and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. Their children shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governors shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart towards to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury. And continual whirlwind, it will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart." I speak this morning on what I tie to wholeness. And when I said wholeness, I mean being whole, spirit, soul, and body. You are whole in your spirit, man. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the mature sons of God, the ones who can handle responsibility on behalf of the God of heaven. So be not conformed, healing in your soul. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye renewed by the transformation of your mind, that you may know that which is good, that which is acceptable, that which is the perfect will of God. Message translation says, don't become adjusted to the culture of this world, that you fit into it without even thinking. So God expects us to be whole in our soul, which is the seat of our intellect, will, and emotion. He said, "Be ye renewed," Ephesians says, "in the spirit of your mind." The Bible says, we must be whole in our soul. He says, man shall not be the hearer of the word alone, but shall become doer. And then God expects us to be whole in our physical body. In Psalm 41, verse 3, God wants us to be whole. Psalm 41 verse 3 said, the Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness, not to keep him there. He will strengthen him. Sometimes we break the law of rest, but while we are there, the Lord strengthens us and then he sustains us. Sickness is death begone. The moment it hits, a death process has been set in motion. But the Lord has made provision. He said, I will restore health to you. I will heal you of your wound. So we've run this series. We are wrapping it up by God's grace next week, Sunday. But just as a kind of reminder, we have said that Christ is our healer. You can personalize that. Christ is my healer. We have said that health and healing belongs to you, the believer in Christ. It's part of your redemption package. Isaiah 53 talks about it. Verses 4 and 5. He was wounded. He was wounded. The same cross that took care of our sins also took care of our sicknesses. The same blood that washed our sins away also healed and restored health to us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. Disease is something that robs half of our ease. Disease causes hurt and pain. So we have said that no matter how it goes, health and healing is better than sickness and death. And the way it works, when sickness hits, for example, one becomes a burden to oneself because you are not able to do the things that you do on your own. Then the people who give up their time to care for us, that has also become a source of inconvenience. And then even the doctor, sometimes, even though God has anointed them to help through the process of healing, but sometimes when a patient is consistent and they are not getting better, they become a kind of burden to the medical science. And that's why it gets to a point in some instances that they take him home. Let him just spend time with his friends and family. He has X amount of time to live. But what I'm saying this morning, healing and health belongs to us. It's for us today. That's why God is our Jehovah Rapha. He said, which translate, I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15, verse 26. Exodus 15, 26, we have said that during the ministry of Jesus, you find him doing things. He will get into a space, he will preach, he will teach, he will heal. In some other instances, he will also feed. But he said, if you diligently heed the voice, this is his voice. If you can obey the word of God, if you believe the word of God to be the word of God, for example, personally, I do not believe in healing because somebody got off the wheelchair. No. I believe in healing because the Bible says so. And because I believed in healing and the Bible says so, it is inevitable someone must get out of their wheelchairs. Someone's eyes must open. Someone can live in health. Someone, if sickness heals, they can enjoy divine health. Health can be restored to them. In Exodus 15, 26, he said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight. Hey, some people have problem with that. He said, because of my sin, that's why God is punishing me with this sickness. It is absolutely foul. I will show you shortly. He said, do whatever is right in his sight. Give here. And so people say, if I am more holy, then maybe I will get healed. Or if I am a good boy or a good girl, maybe healing can happen in my life. He said, and give ears to his commandment and keep all his statutes
He said, I will put. He doesn't put. He's talking in permissive sense. I will put. There is causative and then permissive. This is, it doesn't cause sickness. It doesn't cause diseases. But he said, I will not permit none of the diseases. Some translation render it that way. Which I have brought or which I have permitted on the Egyptian. For I am the Lord. Not I was the Lord. I am the Lord. Hebrews 13:8 is still healing today. It's the same yesterday. It's the same today. It's the same forevermore. What I just said earlier on, Acts 10:38. So God is not the author. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power, not to inflict diseases. He anointed him with Holy Spirit and with power. Just like that anointing rests upon his body today. And we should go about doing good and healing. You can't have the anointing to heal and the anointing to inflict at the same time. It has to be one. Light and darkness doesn't operate together. When light shows up, darkness disappears. There's no binding. If this room is in pitch darkness and we want to drive, we want to bind darkness, what do you do? You switch on the light. And once you switch on the light, there is no sort of, I'm not going. My name is darkness. I am not going. No. When light comes, it brings illumination. When light comes, it affects your mood. I'm one of those people, when I enter a room, the first thing I'm looking out is light. If there is no light, there is a kind of mood. I don't know if you have noticed this in your home. If you don't want your generator on or you don't have any, when NEPA strike, people sleep early. Because there's just something that changes the atmosphere. There's something that tells you there is deadness around here. So the light of God, the Bible says Jesus went about doing good and healing. So that means oppression, which results in sickness, is from a source. The devil. Because why? God was with him. John 10:10. So this oppressor, this is his work. The thief does not come except to steal. He has a ministry. He steals people's joy. He steals their peace. He steals their shalom. He infects their body. He said he steals, he kills, and then he destroys. But Jesus said he wasn't the only one who came. He may be oppressing people, but I have come that they may have life. Life. Zoe. What makes God God is life. That same nature is what resides in us today. Romans 8:11. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. How many people are saved here this morning? If you are sure, if you are not sure, I make the invitation. How many people believe that the Holy Spirit resides on their inside? Can I see your hand? So he said, if this is not another Holy Ghost, it's this one that the Bible is talking here. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. It makes abode in us. 1 Corinthians said, we are his temple. He said, he who raised Christ, that is God, from the dead, we all will also do what? Give life, quickens, restore, give health. It's the same spirit through our mortal, perishable bodies. So God can keep you alive and well. God can restore your health if you have lost it. Because his word is true concerning our head. Exodus 23, verses 25 and 26. All through the Bible, Old Testament, the silent years, the New Testament, through the Acts of the Apostles, and the Acts of the Apostles that we are still writing today, he said, when we serve the Lord our God, he will bless our bread and water. Sickness is not one of those blessings. In the natural, I've never seen a child who is misbehaving. And then the dad said, come here. You are misbehaving. You have done this. I will punish you with migraine headache. For the next 3 hours, you are punished with cancer. The Bible says in Luke, if men who are evil, who are natural, know how to give good gifts to their own children or offspring, how much more your heavenly Father, when we serve the Lord our God, he will bless our bread and our water. He will take sickness away from the midst of us. Verse 26. 26, please. No one shall suffer. No one. What does no one mean, brothers, sisters? What does it mean? You are speaking English. It's no one. No one is no one. What does everything mean? And you can't say every, then thing. No one. No one. No one. No one is permitted. No one. No one should be. No one must be. He said, in your land, I will fulfill. So long life is part of the package. Long life is part of the package. Moses praying in Psalm 91. He says, with long life will I satisfy him. And then show him. Show him. I said to us last week, an average eagle bird spends 70 years on the earth. That's bird. So, us, who is created in the image and in the likeness of God, we determine what long life is. How did the patriarch die? Some of them, they said they willingly gathered their legs and they fell asleep. What am I saying? He's our healing Jesus. He's interested in our wholeness. So last week, we started, why is Christ our healer? And I think I was able to do justice to just two of my points. So let's continue today as a reminder. Number one, Christ is our healer because healing is in God's redemptive plans. Healing is in God's redemptive plan. And then secondly, God made provision for our healing, both in the Old and in the New Testament. God has made the provision. God has made the provision. Exodus 23, 25, 26 that we read. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 5. Deuteronomy 7 verses 13 to 15. James 5 14 to 16. The Bible says even when we pray, is anyone among sick? He said by the time we pray, he said the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous make tremendous power available. Dynamic in his working, like amplified, interpreted. So the third point, why Christ is our healer, is that Jesus is the will of God in action. Jesus is the will of God in action. Acts 10:38, summarize that for us. If you want to see how God looks like and his nature, look at Jesus. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father. Jesus went about doing good. So, he is the will of God in action. You know, the word in Isaiah 53 that he took is a Greek word, lambano, just like I pronounced it, lambano. It's a Greek word translated to take on. So, if symptoms of any sickness affect your body today, you can make a confession. He took on cancer. He took on migraine. He took on confusion in the mind. So, it means to take on. It means to take up. It means to take in. It means to take with. So, he took on. He took it up. He took it in. He took it with us. So, the complete work of wholeness is the work of substitution. It's the work of substitution. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the Bible summarizes it for us. There is a grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is able to make all this grace abound towards us. 8:9 says, talked about the grace. But 9:8 says, God is able to make this grace abound towards us. So that where we have the sufficiency, I know we use this scripture for finances a lot. That's not a problem. But what am I saying? Salvation comprises, is the word zozo, is the word which speaks of completeness, is the word which speaks of wholeness, is the word which speaks of victory, all-round victory, is the word which speaks of all-round prosperity, is the word which speaks of peace, or translated shalom, the state of wholeness, where nothing is missing, nothing is broken, the place of completeness, where there is no breaking in, there is no breaking out, the place of completeness, where you are prospering and you are in health, even as your soul prosper. Jesus paid it all for us. So disease, Jesus is the will of God in action. Number four, why Christ is a healer, disease or diseases and sicknesses originated from the devil. I've highlighted it for us. Acts 10:38, Luke 13:16. Men are evil. They don't give their kids ask for bread. They don't give them scorpion or snake. No. He said, how much more? So, disease and sickness doesn't originate from God. So, we can say pain, discomfort is associated with sickness. And everything which rub off of our ease. That's it. Everything that robs you of your peace, of your ease, is not from God. John 8:44 talks about the nation of the devil. Is the father of all lies. So, the devil has made people to believe that healing assists, that healing is not for us today. The devil has made people to believe that when they are sick sometimes to that state of death, God is punishing them for one sickness, for one punishment, as a punishment for one sin or the other. No, Romans 8:1 is still true. There is therefore now no condemnation if you are in Christ Jesus. There is a force, the law of the spirit of life, not of death. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free. We are not bound. He has made us free from the law of sin and death. What the Lord could not do, even in the Old Testament, when God made all this provision, there is another law that is at work with us today. God sent his son through the likeness of the sinful flesh, so he took it upon himself. He took sin, he took sickness, he took poverty. And today we can enjoy the privilege of what we call redemption. So he took it on the account of sin. And then he condemned sin in the flesh. He took it. He lambanoed it. So that we can enjoy peace today. Let no man deceive you. Healing belongs to you today. You can be healed today. You can be healed right now. You can live in health today. You can live in health right now. Disease and sickness. Like I said, maybe next Sunday when we are wrapping it up, the Bible made provision of what to eat. So we don't also live carelessly so that we don't allow sickness to fasten itself against on our body We will highlight some of those things. There's something to eat. There is how to keep your... You can't be drinking any water anyhow. We have many water like that in our nation. We said it's pure. It's not pure. Typhoid has been traced to those water, so they are not pure. We have things that people sell because we don't have preservation. If you're buying tomatoes and all that thing, you must ensure, stay close to the nature. There are things, traffic in this city, get part two. And those things, increases people's blood pressure. And let me say something to you. As we are right now, the Bible says as he is in this world, so as he is, so are we in this world. But I'm saying this to you, paraphrasing. As Nigeria is as at now, as Lagos is as at now, things are difficult for many people. So many people are living on the edge. You say one statement, somebody has responded five times. And if care is not taken, that can shoot up your blood pressure. He said, as much as it lies with you, be at peace with all men. There's no need. If you go around by buses in this city, there's no need hugging with a conductor. I don't know if you are driving in this city. There's a way people drive, and when you catch up with them, their face is like that. So you want to park and be doing like that. They are not even looking at you because the frequency at which they are operating, they are much more than science students. So for you to maintain your peace, you are trying to catch up with somebody and then somebody just drove in front of you. Before you know it, you hit another person's car and the person you are trying to catch up has already gone. The peace of the Lord. And that's why he said, what are we supposed to think about? Philippians 4:8, things that are true, things that are just, things that are of good report, things that has virtue in it. He said, those are the things that we should be thinking about. And when we do, the peace of our God that passes all understanding, we garrison, Amplify says, we build an empire around your heart, the shalom of God. Isaiah 26:3 talks about that shalom. He said, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind stayed upon you. And if you per choice lose your joy, lose your peace, Isaiah 12:3 makes provision. He said, with joy, you draw water from the well of Zozo, of salvation, of deliverance, of increase, of enlargement. So Jesus is the will of God. My time is up. Let me just quickly talk about the other point. And then number five, healing is children's bread. Healing is children's bread. I know we conduct healing services. It's good, at least to teach around this subject. But the truth is that it's not something we beg for. It's not something. It's because of his mercies. He has mercy on his inheritance. It's an added advantage if you are a believer. But I've told you, I've watched meetings where someone was healed of a terminal disease and they were asking him, he said, do you know that God healed you? He said, no. He said, I am an atheist. I don't believe in your God, but I know that I'm healed. What do you say to that? It's because of his mercies. His mercy heals us. As a matter of fact, what I think that's why Jesus said is children's bread. It's supposed to call the attention of those who don't believe to let them know there is a God who reigns and rules in the affairs of men. To call the attention of somebody who doesn't believe but who has gone through series of surgery and all of a sudden without surgery, just by responding that Jesus is their healer, it just happened. And it happens. So that's why healing is supernatural. Healing is not natural. You know the natural process of medicine? You make a diagnosis. You make a prescription. Some people will receive shot, and through that process, they are aided into health and restoration. But healing is supernatural. Sometimes it is instantaneous, but like that man with that son who had fever, sometimes it is gradual. The word is sown. The word is the seed and is the word of God. You know what happened in that instance? The man asked. He said, when the fever left him, they said at so-so-so hour. And he realized that it was the same hour that Jesus made the declaration. He said that your son will live. So sometimes he began to amend. So sometimes, like I'm preaching today, I know that some people this service today, in summary, some people have amended in the area of their health. You suddenly know. You know there's a way you get used to certain things. So you suddenly know that 2 years have passed and you have not had a need for Ventolin inhaler. So suddenly you know that there are certain things you are able to lift. And you just suddenly remember, I used to have lower backache. I can even sense it. Someone is being healed of that right now. So, amended. Why? Illumination comes. Light comes. That is our healer. The last point today. So healing is children's bread. In that same story, let me quickly give you Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28. Jesus wasn't insulting that woman, the Syrophoenician woman. He was talking about crumbs. But you know, the New Testament hasn't come, so she doesn't understand the full inheritance that healing belongs to both the Jews and the Greek alike. So he was just using one humility statement that even the crumbs that falls from the master's table, the children can partake of it. No, it's actually the bread. What Jesus was saying is that you can be in that same atmosphere, the same DNA, the same atmosphere, the same room. You don't have to sit on the floor. You can sit on the table and partake of the blessings of the Lord. So healing is children's bread. Lastly today, healing is God's promises fulfilled in Christ Jesus today. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Please. I know there are many things that are happening in our world to discredit the ministry of healing, but healing is real. I've seen it. I've seen several. I've seen how God healed people supernaturally. I've seen how people were prayed for and they got healed. I've seen how people, nobody prayed for them and they got healed. I've seen how people, I can give you testimonies. I've seen people by just taking communion in a service and then they go back. You can still remember that story? The woman with fibroid, she went back home. She took communion in the service. And then she just went back home. She took a nap, lunch, nap. And by the time she woke up, she had a flat tummy. And she went to the doctor and they said there was no traces of fibroid because she was scared to do surgery in the first place. So I've seen so many things. God heals supernaturally. So healing is for us today. Healing, health, and wholeness is for us today. And I pray that as you go through this week, we are the healed of the Lord. So God wants to use us. That's a greater dimension. God will use your hand to touch other people in the name of the Lord Jesus. The healing hand of Jesus we possess will not only work for us, but God will use us to heal other people. I pray that this week, just like it happened for our master, how God anointed him with Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good. As you go about doing good, maybe as a medical person, as an engineer, whatever sphere of life, God will use your hand to heal other people in the name of the Lord Jesus. God will use your mouth to heal businesses. God will use your mouth to heal society in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day. We give you praise. because we know that healing is children's bread. But peradventure, there be any in this room today. Thank you for your healing power that is already stretched forth. Thank you for health and wholeness to them. Whatever that name of that symptoms or sickness is called, there is a name that is above every other name. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare everyone is healed in Jesus' name. The Bible says, no one in Zion shall say, I am sick. So thank you for health. Thank you for healing. Thank you for wholeness. We give you praise, worship, and glory. For we have prayed with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Amen. What a healing, Jesus. Let's sing this song one more time and personalize it. I found in you.
What a healing, Jesus, to restore, refresh, and renew. What a healing, Jesus, on such a time as this, arise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness.
Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,